to get sort of plucked out right in the middle of the, exactly halfway through my term of service was really challenging because it feels so unfinished.
Hi, this is Ian Pickus, WAMC News Director. Thanks for listening to the WAMC News Podcast during these trying times. And on this episode, we're going to do something a little unusual and keep it in the family. You may have heard about the worldwide evacuation of more than 7,000 American Peace Corps volunteers amid the coronavirus pandemic. The order set off a scramble of canceled flights, rebookings, and re-entry for people who thought they would be working overseas for months or even years more. This all hit close to home for me because my brother Neil Pickus was one of those volunteers, and as it turns out, I just visited him in Thailand at the beginning of January. In many ways, that trip came just in time. Hi, Neil.
Hi, Ian. How's it going?
It's good. So you're back in the States now. You're in Rochester. What has the past week been like for you?
The past week has been, I think, maybe the most wild week in terms of logistics and planning and big life changes that I've experienced. This time last week, I was at my office job working in the local community, like town hall building, where I spent at least one day a week for the past year, printing off papers and worksheets and things that I was getting ready for school for the rest of the week. And I open up my computer and I see, like on Twitter, I see Peace Corps is trending and I click on it. And that's when I found out that I was being evacuated. But I didn't hear any details actually from Peace Corps Thailand for another 3 or 4 hours. So there's 3 or 4 hours of just total uncertainty and pretending like everything was cool with the host country nationals that I worked with, even though I knew that at some point in the very near future, I was going to be leaving.
So when I was there in January visiting, you were just like moving apartments for what was to be a second year of volunteering, right? Like you were supposed to be there through this time next year.
Yeah, actually, almost exactly 1 year ago this week, I swore in as a Peace Corps volunteer and moved to my site in the southern part of Thailand. So I spent the last 6 weeks or 8 weeks really thinking hard and planning hard about what the second year of my service was going to look like. One of the things that they tell you when you join Peace Corps is that your first year is really spent learning your community and learning your job and learning your role and setting yourself up to do some big projects for the second year. So I was kind of in that phase of looking ahead and planning, 12 months out, 11 months out at what types of projects I was going to be doing and where funding was going to come from and what counterparts and resources I was going to use. So I was totally in the mindset of, putting the pen to paper for year number two.
Well, let's go back for a bit. I got to see a little bit of this while I was there, but what were you doing on a daily basis and where exactly were you?
Sure. So I worked in the youth and development sector. Peace Corps Thailand has two programs. There's TESS, which is teaching for like student success, a program where the volunteers work with local English teachers at one school and do teacher trainings. They teach English a little bit, but the main goal is to set the host country teachers up for success after the volunteer leaves so that they have better tools for and better resources for English education in and out of the classroom. My job as a youth and development volunteer is a little bit different. I did help to teach English sort of by nature of being a native English speaker in Southeast Asia. That's sort of expected, but my job was more focused on sort of the life skills aspect of development, talking to kids about leadership and teamwork and planning activities revolving around environmental education, sexual reproductive health education, healthy living, healthy lifestyle practices. So my days were spent, I had four schools and I worked one full day a week at each school doing different activities, small games, small programs, helping teach English. And one day a week, I was at the local government office doing planning for some of the bigger projects that I would run. I did a few camps on weekends, that revolved around environmentalism and volunteerism. I helped do some English camps, and I worked with some other volunteers locally. And when I say locally, I mean within, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 hours drive or train ride to where they live. But where I lived was in the province of Chumphon, which is the northernmost province in the southern part of Thailand, sort of bordering Myanmar on one side and the Gulf of Thailand on the east side, Myanmar to the west, Gulf of Thailand to the east.
Once you found out that you were leaving, did you have a chance to say goodbye to everybody, your host mother, your host grandmother, Mr. Kawi?
Yeah, so the adults in the community that I worked with, I was able to say goodbye to a large number of them. But amidst the coronavirus pandemic, the Thai government actually shut all schools a week or two earlier than they would have normally. This is time where one of the large school breaks takes place. So all of my schools had actually closed already. So I didn't have a chance to say goodbye to any of my students, any of the 300 to 400 kids that I saw on a weekly basis. I didn't actually get to say goodbye to any of them in person, but there was a small group of people that really helped me out the last few days with moving things out of my apartment and packing up and, you know, saying some proper goodbyes. When I left my site, I left on the train, and there was a group of maybe 6 or 7 local adults, like my host family and the people that I worked closely with at the office. They all saw me off. They helped carry my bags to the train and, you know, said our proper goodbyes on the train platform. But unfortunately, I didn't get to say goodbye to any of the 300 or 400 kids that I actually worked with.
Wow. And there's been a lot of coverage in the States about the fact that it's basically a clean break from the Peace Corps volunteers, right? You're getting credit for having completed the service, but you're now back in the States quarantining, and after that, you're on your own, right?
Yeah, I mean, for lack of a better term, we got fired. We sort of got hustled through the close of service process, which is normally what happens at the end of 27 months. There's sort of an extensive medical examination process to make sure that the volunteer is healthy and that there's no issues. And if there are issues, giving them volunteer resources to get them fixed on Peace Corps' dime back in the States. And there's usually some conference. I missed out on 2 conferences with my full cohort during this year. Because of the evacuation, people were being sent home in waves. So as they were able to get themselves to Bangkok, they would go to the Peace Corps office, close their bank account, you know, figure out all their financials, make sure there's no debts on either side between Peace Corps and the volunteer. Nobody actually got to have a doctor's appointment other than the doctors meeting with us for about a half hour each and giving us vouchers to see a physician in the United States. But I have vouchers for a dental appointment, and for a sort of to do the full checklist of close of service medical, including like mental health and physical health and all that stuff. But now it's on me to find a service provider here in the States amidst the quarantine. I do have 6 months to use those vouchers, and I won't have to pay out of pocket. Peace Corps is providing, they've provided an extra month of health insurance. When volunteers close their service, they're given 30 days of like continuing, sort of like a COBRA style thing, right? I still qualify for their insurance for another 30 days. Peace Corps has extended that to 60 days for us, which is really nice. And I have the option of buying an additional 30 days at the tail end of that.
So I just have to say for people who are listening to this, I mean, it was an intense and amazing visit when I was in Thailand getting to see you on just a number of levels. I'd never been to Asia before. You took us to some really interesting places and, you know, obviously we ate like it was going out of style. You were able to speak the language by the time of January very well. So people, you could interact with everybody and it was so impressive. And that was kind of separate from your daily work. I mean, that was just like exploring and being a tourist. But how does the ending of all of this, and maybe it's too soon to ask you, how does the ending, the way that this has come to an end, impact your view of the experience you had there?
Yeah, well, like I alluded to before, I was working to set up all of the sort of major projects that I was going to be working on during the course of service for the second year. Like you said, speaking the language at a proficient level, knowing my community, knowing the needs. So to get sort of plucked out right in the middle of exactly halfway through my term of service was really challenging because it feels so unfinished. And being here in America under quarantine, it feels almost like a dream. Like I'm going to be going back to Thailand under this Peace Corps umbrella and continuing the work because my brain is still firing on these cylinders of which counterpart to work with to do the environmental project and which kids to bring to this camp that's happening. And maybe because I didn't get sort of the closure that someone ending their service at the end of 2 years would have at their site with saying goodbye to people and getting to talk to my community and give them like a thank you speech. And because I didn't have all that, it doesn't quite feel like it's over, even though, you know, I'm sitting here in America and it's snowing, which is very real to me that it's not happening anymore, that I'm not there. So I think the just being plucked out and being uncertain of do I get to return to Thailand? Do I go on my own? Do I stay here? Do I think about something different? Sort of the nature of being a volunteer. The stakes are high for the community and for the individual, but the government can pull you out at any time for any reason, as we've seen. Just like during my service, I had the ability to come home at any time if I was unhappy or if I didn't want to be there anymore, sort of no questions asked. So it does allude to sort of the ephemeral qualities of being a volunteer in any capacity that, there's no money at stake per se. Like it's not my job. It's not my employment, even though it was because I was living abroad and relying on Peace Corps for my livelihood. But, it doesn't quite feel real yet because we're sort of still grappling with this, and because everything in America is shut down, I'm not returning to spring training baseball. I'm not returning to NBA playoffs. I'm not returning to walks in the park. I'm returning to, being bored up inside a house, not really sure what's going to happen at the end of the 2 weeks in 10 days or 14 days or whatever.
So let's fast forward some undetermined amount of time. Governor Cuomo says this could be going on for the rest of the year, potentially. But let's say at some point we get back to normal. You come through the quarantine and are healthy. What's the number one thing that you've missed in the States that you couldn't get in Thailand that you'll run out and grab?
Cheese is on the list for sure.
What an American answer.
Cheese is not something that the Thai cuisine has a whole lot of. But as a Peace Corps volunteer, you're not allowed to drive a car or drive a motorcycle, at least in Thailand. So just the ability to pick myself up and go anywhere without needing to rely on a conversation in a language that I don't really speak and, relying on someone else to go out of their way to bring me somewhere. I think the self-sufficiency that, someone, a 30-year-old living in America can have, that's something that I definitely missed was, I want to go to the store, but I don't want to have to ride my bike 10 kilometers and show up all sweaty and gross to do that. So, being able to drive to the store and buy cheese, that might be the thing.
Well, it's a weird experience for me interviewing my brother, but Neil, thank you. I'm so glad that you're back in one piece, even though it was, I'm sure, not the ending you envisioned, but really proud of you for all the work you did in Thailand, and welcome back to the States. And I'll be thinking of you as you're riding out the quarantine, of course.
Yeah, thanks, Ian. It's nice talking to you. And I'll be here for the next 13 or so days if you want to catch up some more. Sawadee kap.
Kap.
Kapom.
All right, there you have it. Me interviewing my baby brother, who's just back from the Peace Corps in Thailand, along with about 7,000 other American Peace Corps volunteers who were evacuated due to the coronavirus. And that's it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to stay subscribed for the latest from the Northeast. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.